It's fall, and the leaves are turning like stomachs at a first-year med school autopsy. Now, that isn't quite the right figure of speech, is it? Oh, well, it's beautiful. Let's leave it at that. It's also the diner for Friday, September 29th, 2006. Welcome. The seasonal decorations of the diner are always lacking, frankly. They go all out for Christmas, I'll give them that, but Halloween? One cheap cutout of a pumpkin taped to the register. Thanksgiving, the obligatory pilgrim, and the obligatory turkey. Valentine's Day, if I remember correctly, they have the cutout, probably, you know, they bought them from Ben Franklin in bulk in 1968. And they have the little cutout of the Cupid, red, of course, with his arm drawn back as if to shoot the arrow. God's own predator drone. What did they do, actually, before they had arrows? Was Cupid symbolized as somebody with a sling? Ouch! Maybe you had crossbows at a certain point, but there's something about a Cupid with a crossbow that I don't know if you could pull it back if you had the strength. Maybe people just didn't fall in love in the Middle Ages in the same way because Cupid couldn't draw the damn bowstring back. But for fall, they just generally put up leaves. And again, these are leaves that you buy at the drugstore or the dime store. And they never match the beauty of the leaves outside. And Lord, I'm just looking out the window here of the diner at the magnificent stand across the old Highway 23. And it's just gorgeous. They've all turned perfectly. The timing is exquisite. It's because we had a dry summer, I think. Or is that a wet summer, or is it a whatever? There's some magical balance that makes them all just go off right. And ideally, you want that day to follow before it gets too cold, because there's nothing like walking outside in almost shirt sleeve weather and beholding the glory of autumn and thinking, that's why I live here. And I will hold this memory dear to my heart in December when I'm bundled up like the Michelin Man and the trees are just scratching the dead empty sky with their branches. Ah, but that's a while off. 2 to 3 weeks, maybe, if we're lucky. I always thought it would be weird if the trees all lost their leaves on the same day. Hey, you'd want to take the kids out for that. Bundle them up, take a look. But it would be very creepy if just all of a sudden, as though they heard some signal that the rest of us could not comprehend, that bang, all the leaves just fell off. I mean, trees are not known for their exquisite timing. Trees are more kind of a slow-rolling kind of thing. They have their own schedules. You can have 10 identical trees planted at the same time, and they'll not go bare on the same day. Hi, folks. Welcome to the diner. I'm James Lilacs, as you might well expect, sitting here at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern for my counter, out at the diner on Old Highway 23, generally about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. Let us check the chalkboard menu by the door, shall we, for the specials? Yeah, they got rid of the little inserts. Last time we met, I was discussing how they put the little inserts in the menus, clipped them to the Heinz 57 plastic little clipper thing there, and nobody paid attention to that. They opened the menu, and they immediately flipped up the insert to see what was beneath. Very telling. Very chastening for the cook and the management, too. I should tell you. Huh. Well, you know, look at that. Spinach. Spinach salad. Spinach burgers. Spinach smoothies. Cooked spinach. Boiled spinach. Fricasseed spinach. Deep fried spinach. Wow. And I like spinach. This is great. Didn't as a kid, of course. When I was a kid, all you got was spinach enslimed. It would come out of cans. Horrible. The sort of thing that just would give you nightmares. It was just, But then I learned to eat it raw later and came to love it for its fortifying qualities. The word, however, shouldn't it be, looks wrong. I mean, spinach is how we pronounce it, but it looks like it should be spinach. Like it's a Klingon salad. Spinach. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're wondering, why? Is the diner management trying to kill you? Don't you know about spinach? Yeah, I know. Of course we know about spinach. Duh. There's a stack of newspapers on at the counter, a foot thick, arrives every day. News from all over the country and the world. I'm well aware of the spinach disaster, the spinach crisis that has gripped the nation. E. coli, they say. A little too much night soil, perhaps. Well, not here. I'm happy to report that all the diner's produce is, well, it's organic in that it comes out of the ground and is grown. It's not exactly inorganic, but it is doused with every possible man-made substance you can imagine. Every pesticide drenched, soaking in it. As a matter of fact, I've been to the fields where they get the produce, actually. Did a story on him. They got a guy who actually walks around and breathes secondhand smoke on the plants. Chesterfields. Yeah. Big lungful. Down on the plants. They love it. After all, tobacco's a plant. Yeah. So I'm not worried about that. I'm going to have spinach in every single possible variety we have. Nothing else seems to be going on today. It's Ramadan. Weren't we supposed to get nuked at Ramadan? I heard stories about that. I heard, for some reason, there's a great deal of chatter. Don't you love to be able to use what buzzwords like that? A lot of chatter, the intelligence community said, as opposed to what? You know, it just makes it sound as though they're gossiping, as though they're sitting around having petty fours and afternoon cocktails and, you know, playing bridge and mahjong. Chatter tells us that there was supposed to be some nuclear attack. And the, I pronounced it nuclear. I pronounced that, I have no idea how to correctly pronounce that word. Between Jimmy Carter and George Bush and my own upbringing, that it's every time my brain reaches for that word, it freezes up and it comes up with some mangled version. My tongue feels like it's trying to do a Rubik's Cube every time I pronounce nuke, you know, that stuff. Anyway, supposedly there was word of a dirty bomb, which cracks me up. A dirty bomb. In one way, it almost sounds Cagney-esque. Why, you dirty bomb? But it also implies that the alternatives are clean. We've developed a nuclear bomb that actually dusts your house right before it blows it over. The initial shockwave takes all of the built-up sediment from your countertops and from under the bed, and then, of course, the resulting blast wave knocks it flat. A clean bomb. Matter of fact, this is the cleanest bomb we ever had. Used only organic uranium to build it. Well, I don't think we're going to get nuked. I'm not particularly worried about that. I've been dealing with that all of my life. Not personally, of course, just the threat of. There was a few years there where we kind of kicked back and said, hey, we're not going to get nuked. More or less, chances are. That feels pretty good. Now I got to stop smoking. Ah, damn it. But, I think that this month shall pass without inadvertent radiation. Let's take a look at the jukebox here, shall we? It's well stocked with all kinds of stuff here. Never seen it so bulging with new tunes in my life. At random, let's go to you. Numbers didn't used to go up this high. U236.
About the atomic bomb. When you hear the story, then I know you're gonna wanna run. You gonna run, run, run back where you come from. I just heard from a little bird they're gonna drop the atomic bomb. Talk about a flying saucer streaking through the sky. I'm gonna stop to find out if they're stopping or going by. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. They say stand still like a soldier until the threat is gone. And if they drop the atomic bomb, it's gonna fall down in the pond. But me, I'm gonna be moving, make room, I wanna pass. I'm gonna show that old spaceship an awful lot of class. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run.
Wait for me, wait for me, boy. I'm taking it. Yeah.
Talk about atomic submarine and a guy low vessel too.
If they can do a thousand RPMs, then I can do that too. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Hey! I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Run, 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 run.
Run, wait for run, me, wait for me, man.
Man, this is a good spinach salad. You can really taste the polyhexachlorohyphenate D, too. I don't know why they just don't irradiate all of the contaminated spinach and be done with it. I hate to think of the nation going without spinach for so long. Can't be good for them. I know, people freak out when they find that their food's been irradiated, but wasn't that touted back in the 50s as one of the benefits of atomic energy we soon would have? Weren't we promised by this point not just the personal helicar and the jetpack, but a home fission reactor down in the basement that would supply limitless power to the house and irradiate our food, sterilizing it and cooking it at once? Thank you, Mr. Adam, for a job well done. I'll chalk that up to the things we were promised but never got. Of course, they never promised us cell phones and computers either. I guess they were saving that one for like a Christmas surprise. Oh, the looks on our faces. Well, anyway, in a non-spinach-related death, saxophonist Danny Flores has died. You may ask who? Well, he was a man who did not play on this song. And what was the word you were expecting to hear right there? Of course, tequila. That was what Danny Flores said. He was also the saxophone player on that tune, but he said tequila. Think how different music would have been if he'd chosen a different word. I don't know why they chose that one. Clamato. Cerveza. Clamato. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. If that regrettable version of tequila sounds familiar, it's because it was done by Hot Butter, a group that blasted up the charts in 1971 with their version of Popcorn, an early piece of synthesizer pop that we could not get out of our heads at the time, or subsequently. It never dies. Every once in a while, you'll still hear it back there, sort of vaguely percolator-sounding music. Early synth pop, I guess. From what I've understood, it was done by Gershon Kingsley, creator of the piece originally. Not an early guy, it's not like he was a Neanderthal or something. An early synthesizer composer type person guy. And he's older than my dad. He was born in 1922, and he's still alive, which means that the guy who wrote Popcorn, which we all regard as the beginning of synthesizer pop, perhaps, is 84 years old, which gives you an idea as to A, how quickly time flies, and B, how long that particular genre of music has been around. Of course, way before Hot Butter, before Tamita, before Kraftwerk and all the rest of them, there still was synthesizer music. It just wasn't particularly enjoyable. Let's see if I have it here in the jukebox. I asked for them to put it in. Damn it. They did put it in. Great. F2. This is the opening theme, such as it was, not exactly hummable, from Forbidden Planet, with Leslie Nielsen. space burritos. It sounds like he's shifting the gears on a spaceship, doesn't it? I'm not sure what my point is here. Apparently don't have one, except perhaps this. 12 years after that strange warbling sound that you just heard, synthesizers were capable of this. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Before I started using Roman bleach, George's shirts always looked gray and dingy. Now George's shirts are so clean and white, they make George look gray and dingy.
Gosh, Betty, before you started getting your clothes so sparkling white with Roman bleach, I never noticed how yellow your teeth are.
Why don't you give the baby a bath?
I did give him a bath, but since I've been disinfecting the diapers with Roman bleach, they're so white they make the baby look dirty.
Roman bleach gets clothes embarrassingly white. Quicker, safer, and cheaper, too. Roman bleach at your favorite supermarket.
Listen and learn through civil defense. This is Johnny Cash. I'd like all of you to remember that America can withstand enemy attack if we support the emergency plans of our community and learn to help ourselves. Make sure you're prepared. Contact your local civil defense office today.
I did not intend for that to be an authoritative and comprehensive survey of electronic music, so don't send me letters. I mean, do, if you wish. James@lilacs.com, just not about that. Speaking of which, I suppose it's time that I answer some mail, shouldn't I? Well, let's get our letter reading theme going here. Where did I hide that in the jukebox? Ah, here it is. Okay, this one is from Mrs. Arvid Torgerson of Beach, North Dakota. I've been to Beach. There's no beach. Anyway, she says, "Dear Mr. Lilacs, I enjoy the diner. However, I would like to know why you say it is 18.5 miles from wherever we happen to be. I don't know how you can make that claim." Well, that's very interesting, Mrs. Torgerson. And there's a story behind that, actually. And it, you know, I'm sorry, but I noticed something. There's a truck outside the diner. And I wasn't here when I got here. I noticed it pull up a while ago. I didn't think anything of it. Of course, you see a lot of trucks at diners like that, but I never saw the driver come in. And I'm looking at it now, and the driver is just simply sitting in the truck, staring straight ahead. What really makes me nervous is, well, the sides of the van appear to be painted over, and I can make out some letters, but I can't tell what they say. I'm just being paranoid. I don't know, there's just something wrong about that. No, I'm just being paranoid. Anyway, where was I? All right, and I hope that answers your question, Mrs. Torgerson. Thank you for writing the diner. Letters are always welcome. Just send them to the diner and, you know, care of me, and they'll drop them off, or james@lilacs.com. Well, huh. He's just staring straight ahead. It's the damnedest thing. Well, I need something to take my mind off this. Let's just, let's hit the jukebox here and see what we got. B12.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
He's Popeye the Sailor Man. He's Popeye the Sailor Man.
He's spinachy.
He's strong to the finish, 'cause he eats his spinach. He's Popeye the Sailor Man.
I'm one tough gazookas that hates all palookas that ain't on the up and square. I biffs them and buffs them and always out roughs them, and none of them gets nowhere.
If anyone passes to whisk, it's whisk, it's buff and it's wham, understand.
So keep good behavior, that's your one lifesaver with Popeye the Sailor Man.
He's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah, you too? You've noticed? The guy hasn't moved. He's just staring straight at it. That truck's been there for how long now? What's he waiting for? Is he dead or something? Yeah, maybe we should. Gotta go out and take a look. I mean, he could be sick. Alright, hold on a sec.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of people here have noticed this now.
Yep, you're going out? Okay, see if he's okay, obviously, but if you can see what's painted on the side of the truck, that might give us some sort of clue. Like, if there's a phone number for a company or something, we might know who to call. Of course, that would be who the truck used to belong to before he painted it. I don't know, just, you got my cell number? Here's my card, okay? Call me on my cell, tell me what you find, all right? Report from the field. Good luck.
Yeah. One of the guys volunteered to go out and take a look. A little bit of cloak and dagger operation here. Skullduggery, if you will. Why do they still call it cloak and daggers? I don't think anybody has actually employed a cloak in any sort of covert operation for a long time. If they did, it would give the game away right there. I mean, if you're in the Kremlin and you see a guy walking towards you and he's wearing a cloak, I mean, you'd think, this is the worst CIA agent ever. You know, you'd pat him down and find the dagger, and, you know, that's the end of the KGB prison. Okay, he's walking around the side of the truck now. I can see him from here. He's hanging off to the side so the guy doesn't see him through the rearview mirror. If he's looking, like I say, this guy's just been staring straight ahead. All right, he's taking a picture with a digital camera now of the side of the truck with the letters, and oh my god, oh wow, he brought his laptop. It's in a little satchel that he had around his shoulder, and I assume now he's uploading the picture and running it through Photoshop to enhance, because you know sometimes if you invert the image you can see something, then you just, you know, play with the gamma and the brightness and the contrast and the rest of it. And he's getting out his cell phone now. That would be me. Hello, James Lilacs. Right. What do you got? Yeah, I saw you running it through the... Did you use the histogram, or did you... Because I never know what that means, a histogram filter. I mean, I just play with the sliders. Oh, right, okay. Organ prod. That's what it is? The van belonged to... Organ prod. That's a peculiar business. I mean, what do? Walk around with sharp sticks and jab people in the liver to motivate them? Organ prod? Yeah. How about the guy? He's breathing, eh? Staring straight ahead. How would you describe his expression?
Fervent.
Fervent. Interesting choice of words. Fervent. I see. Any other words come to
committed.
Committed. Committed and fervent.
Yes.
Huh. Again, not words I generally use to describe somebody's facial expression, but that does help matters. He's committed and fervent, and he's driving a truck that says organ prod. All right, thanks. Yeah, come back inside. I'll spot you a piece of apple pie. Spinach salad if you want it, too. Oh, yeah, it's great. Do you have it? Oh, man, it's... Yeah, it's fabulous. Anyway, come on in. We'll talk. I want to see those pictures. Okay. Well, he's heading back in. Wait a minute. He's stopped. He's doubled over, and he's clutching his stomach. My God, he's become violently ill just simply by coming in close proximity with the truck. What's in that thing? Wait a minute. Organ prod. Let me just write that down here. Organ prod on the napkin. You can have ballpoint pens on these stupid restaurant napkins. They shred like crazy. Use it on the placemat. In ballpoint pens don't work on the placemats either because they have some sort of waxy sheen on them. I don't know. On my arm, then. Organ prod. Add some letters and you get organic produce. Of course. It's a terrorist attack. You're at the diner. That truck is loaded with organic produce. It's a dirty spinach bomb.
It's all right, people. It's all right. We'll get through this.
You may remember a couple of months ago, we had a bit of a contretemps with the crazy man who runs the diner on the other side of Lake Lalaque, and there were the sirens and the warnings, and we all had to tromp downstairs into the basement and wait it out. Well, we're not going to do that again. We've installed some blast doors here that cover up the plate glass windows in the diner. And
deploy the doors, if you would. It's that red button right there. No, next. That button. Right. The one that says blast doors. That's the one.
There. Now we wait. And do what exactly? Are we gonna sit in here all day waiting for the guy to blow up a dirty spinach bomb?
Do we have any Monopoly? Life? Sorry? Yahtzee?
I hate Yahtzee. Ah, well, thanks for dropping by, folks. I'm James Lilacs, and this has been The Diner for Friday, September 29th, 2006. We'll see you down the road.